So, my name is Kay and I have attended this church since 2010. And today I'm going to give my testimony. So, knowing God was not hard for me because I was born and raised in a Christian family. Like, I was very active at church and everything. Like, you name it, like, I'm there. I would sit, listen to the pastor's preaching and cry because I am convicted by God's word. But none of it mattered, though, because my heart was closed. Like, it's like explaining what color red is to a blind to a colorblind person. And it's like what Jesus said on Mark 4, verse 12, that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand. I see and hear, but my heart was hardened, that no matter what information I've read and heard, what miracles I've experienced, what blessings I've received, I was not accepting that it was from God. I wanted what the world offered more and thought it was better. So years passed, a lot of things has happened, and some incidents drew me to God. Like, promised to follow him, but again, I went back to the world. Last year, my mom died, and it took a toll on me. And then I prayed to God. I was like, there's no way that I'm not going to see my mom in heaven. And so is my grandmother. So I prayed to God and I told him I wanted to follow him. And then he used my pain, like, and turned it around. So, like, around that time, it was February the 14th. So I prayed to him. I asked him to be my savior. And then around June, I told June 2022, I told pastor I want to be a member of this church, and he asked for my testimony. But it took me 7 months to finally do it because I was like so nervous. I didn't want to stand here, and also, like, when I decided to follow God, hell broke loose and Satan sent all his minions to stop me from doing that. So it took me 7 months, and unfortunately, he succeeded. I had, like, spiritual struggles again. And then one time, I read the book, The Reclaiming Surrender Ground, and it really helped me with my struggles. And glory to God, because I've been forgiven. Like what the song said, my sins are gone, I've been set free. I surrendered it all at his feet, and I casted all my burdens to him. And I want to follow the Lord and give it all to him. He has been faithful to me, so I want to be faithful back to him because he deserves all of my attention. Jesus paid it all, so all to him I owe.
Amen.
It will not be easy, I know, but Romans 8:31 said, if God is for us, if God be for us, who can be against us? I thank God every day for not giving up on me and for still working on me. Thankful for my family and Pastor Johnson and everyone who prayed for me. If you're praying for someone for their salvation, don't give up, because God answers miracles, and he answers prayers. If there's hope for me, there's also hope for you. Should I like the song that I like? I want to share to you this song that I like. I'm not going to sing it because I'm not good at singing. So I'm just going to read it. I was a wandering sheep. I did not love the fold. I did not love my shepherd's voice. I would not be controlled. I was a wayward child. I did not love my home. I did not love my father's voice. I love afar to roam. The shepherd sought his sheep. The father sought his child. They followed me over vale and hill, over deserts waste and wild. They found me nigh to death, famished and faint and low. They bound me with the bands of love, they saved the wandering one. Jesus, my shepherd is, 'twas he that loved my soul. 'Twas he that washed me in his blood, 'twas he that made me whole. 'Twas he that sought the lost, that found the wandering sheep. 'Twas he that brought me to the fold, 'tis he that still doth keep. I was a wandering sheep, I would not be controlled. But now I love my shepherd's voice, I love the fold. I was a wayward child, I once preferred to roam. But now I love my father's voice, I love his soul.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. Brother Harvey, if you could come up and give us a song, please. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Let's grab our hymn books and turn it to 769. 769. Trust and obey. First stanza.
Testimony and the wonderful mercy that the Lord has done in her life. Amen. And okay, have you received the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Trusted Him alone for your salvation? Amen. Praise the Lord. Can you sit down, please? All right. Okay, based upon the profession of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I baptize you, my sister, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, buried with him in the likeness of his death, raised to walk in newness of life. Amen.